Fiona.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
People heard you say that.
That's all right.
Well, she contributes.
She is.
Shut up.
My name is Fiona.
She contributes when she thinks she contributes when
she... Do not refer to her as she. I reckon that's derogatory.
Oh, well, she's sitting here beside me.
You use her name, Fiona.
Well, I know her well enough to say she's...
No, you're not. That's just rude and condescending.
What a minute, I don't know her well enough.
It's condescending.
Oh, what, calling her she when she's sitting beside me?
No, I don't refer to you as he.
I'm just listening to you two. And I would like
I'm
to say hello.
Up for you.
Are you? Right.
Hang on.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm
happily sitting here going through my emails.
Phoebe, Don said just at the conclusion of part one that he had some really humorous topics.
No, not humorous.
Well, no, topics. He wants me to contribute to some topic that he hasn't told me what it is. So,
Come on.
I reserve my right not to comment until I hear exactly
what this topic is.
Let's
give us one of your topics, Don.
Now, this is all horse stuff. Now, Phoebe is an equestrian.
Oh.
Her mother was an equestrian who competed.
All the horse manure.
Shut up. Do you know Joseph Liddy? Did you clean your saddles with Joseph Liddy?
Yes.
Do you know? That's another iconic brand that's been taken out of Australia. Hills Hoist. What's happened to the Victor Mowers? Are they still going, Victor Mowers? Something invented in Australia? Now, Joseph Liddy has been taken over by a French company. Do you know it started, Fiona, 1893 in the Victoria market?
Oh, did it? I did not know
that. They make a thing called, I use leather phone, that's why I know. What did you use in it for?
We used Joseph Liddy, and I'm just trying to think of the other brands that we used to have. I mean, we had our Louis Epstein boots. That had been made.
Beautiful. And Jodpers.
I've still got the Joddies, and I've still got beautiful boots.
He was in Flinders Lane.
We're not serious, you two.
Now, will
you
shut up for
this,
a moment?
How would this be possibly
world
interesting?
There's another world out there that you don't know about.
And now, 1% of the
Fiona,
people who listen know
about.
Do
you realise that it was taken over by WAPRO?
No.
Joseph Liddy. And do you know who designed the... This is real history.
Go on.
Walter Burley Griffin designed their factory in Fitzroy. Now, he was responsible for designing Canberra, Walter Burley Griffin.
Slim Dusty.
And anyway, it has now gone overseas. An iconic brand like Vegemite, although it's still here, it's owned by an overseas company. A lot of Australian
Goodman Fielder.
Sam, are you coming on one of our horse excursions?
Do I have to drive in the horse float with Don?
No, you can drive your car. But
do you know Slim Dusty sang a song and it says, this is the chorus, it says, In my Williams boots and a Cobra hat, I reckon that I'm dressed pretty flash and moleskins are never out of style. From 50s rock to Kidgy Coal, I give it straight right from my soul, and that's the only way to walk this country mile.
Now, there's another good brand, R.M. Williams. I've still got their boots. They're 40 years old.
Who are not owned by... They're owned by an overseas company now.
No. What's her name owns them?
The person who's bought, I think, the major shareholding, isn't it, Twiggy Forrest?
Yeah, well done. He operates the company. And their boots just last. Moleskins. I've still got my
Blundstone boots.
They're made in Tasmania.
They're made in Tasmania, but they are a favourite of the Princess of Wales, Catherine.
Bullshit.
She wears them. She's got Blundstones that she wears.
They're an ugly boot.
They are a practical boot.
Yeah, they are practical. I use them.
Do you know
on
what
farm.
Other Australian inventions? You said that an
That's
Australian invention
yeah,
was.
Australian invention, R.M. Williams.
Australian invention was. Yeah. You said the Australian invention was
Victor.
Something.
Hills Hoist.
Do you know,
Hills Hoist.
Do you know the concrete mixers that rotate on the back of trucks?
Yeah.
They say, I'm told they're
Are they?
Australian. And also the high-rise cranes that, you know, wherever they dismantle themselves, they go out and they bring down a... That's an Australian invention, I'm told. That's what I'm told on.
Why can't we compete internationally? We're just too expensive.
Cost of labour.
And the other thing, Fiona, I was thinking of you yesterday. I was shoeing my horse. Do you know that humans have buggered up
Can I just say how much I enjoy when I pop into Don's mind at the strangest of times?
You're looking up a horse's ass.
No, I was looking at its bloody feet while I was trimming it.
Well,
you've
got to stand around the back of a horse.
The thoroughbreds are so inbred, we've fucked them, Fiona. It's got a size zero, this thoroughbred I was shoeing yesterday. Now, it was 16 hands. And it's got a bloody club foot and a small foot. and a size 1 shoe. That's small. They used to have a bit of bone about them, thoroughbreds.
I'm sure.
We have interfered with the breeding of
horses. I'm showing Fiona a thing about a bloke called Greg Ross. That is my one. That is my one dream, to do that. He was a captain of industry, not that I am, and he decided he'd love to drive a B-double truck, and he has now found fantastic solace in driving a B-double.
Well, why don't you come up north with
I
me?
Would love to drive one of those. I would give all this away.
Sam, talk to Lewis Martin over at Channel 7.
I've spoken to him plenty of times about driving B-doubles.
Is he a semi-driver? He's a farmer.
What is he?
A pseudo-farmer or food income?
No, when he goes up north and drives the road trains.
He goes up to the indigenous... properties, doesn't he? I think he's...
Indigenous properties?
Know. Oh, well, where indigenous workers...
I don't know anything about that, but he drives road trains when he goes up there. And he's extremely capable behind the wheel.
Don, if for two bits I would sell everything I've got, buy a big road double, a big B double, and drive it back to Perth backwards and forwards, I'd love it.
Now, there was a basketballer in America who drove one of these prime movers as a sedan, like a sedan car to the basketball. I remember reading the article about him, but he drove one of these big prime movers as a normal sedan.
Right, so the topic that you...
If we had the cameras here, we'd be able to include the people, wouldn't we?
Well, we're working on it, Don. The topics that you insisted on bringing up when we finished the last podcast, part one, you've brought up, and that was about...
Now, Fiona, our electricity bill, I don't know if you've gone into yours lately. Johnny doesn't worry about things like this. Do you know I've got Red Energy as my supplier? I rang them. Do you know how long I waited on the phone to get somebody to answer? I thought I'll do this out of principle. How long do you think I waited on the phone to get some receptionist?
45 minutes.
Try a bit more.
Yeah, I know. It's a disgrace.
1 hour. Now, the lady was very good when she came on and apologised. And I understand she gave me 20 minutes of service. And I've come to the conclusion we're being stitched by this electricity. Do you know it's costing $1 a day to have the power connected to your property? $1 a day.
Well.
No, that's just for the power. That's for the service. Then you've got to pay for your electricity on top of that. And the discount that they're giving of $87 doesn't come off the actual power you use. It comes over off the service.
And do you realise...
So who's getting the money for the service that goes to our property? Now, on my property, I've got two services coming in, one for the dam, and I'm paying $600 a year for that right.
And do you realise why the power bills are going up? It's all to do with the ridiculous push for climate change and renewable...
How do you work that?
I'll tell you how I work that, Don. You don't realise what people are doing to you until you pay attention. The hoax and the fraud that is the climate change and the global warming... activists. Climate is changing, but it has nothing to do with the people.
Is it changing or is it evolving?
The climate is changing.
No, I'd say evolving.
The climate is changing, Don. And the two greatest overseas frauds who keep pushing this nonsense...
Don't tell me that little girl.
She's one of them, but John Kerry and Al Gore, who were all Democrat presidential hopefuls... They all say that fossil... Now, this is not me saying this. This is the research done by people who have a different opinion. There's no such thing as fossil fuels. Fossils are not found under 16,000 feet on the planet. Oil comes from depths of 25 to 30,000 feet. So they're not made from fossils, oil. They're made from far different activities.
No, isn't the breakdown of flora and fauna?
No, I've just told you that.
No, how
do I know? I don't know. I'm telling you what people research this who push back on all this nonsense. Fossils are only found to 16,000 feet on the planet. Oil comes from between 25 and 30,000 feet. They drill down. There is more oil on the planet to last for another 100 years, but they say it's in short supply.
Do you worry about the oil if they take it out of the earth? So what do we replace it with? It's got a purpose. So what do we replace the oil with?
So this water? Is why your electricity prices are going up. In the last, this is what they say, in the last 800,000 years, the levels of carbon dioxide have gone up more in the last 800 years than ever before. But prior to that, the levels were 20 times higher, and Carey says it's because of 7 billion people living on the planet, and the people who push back on that saying, so geology stopped when we got here. When humans landed on the planet, geology stopped. It is a lie. If you want to see the best book on climate change, it's by William Kenenmonth, who came in here, and it says, I've got it over here, it's called...
Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's called... Climate change, a natural hazard. We are being sold down the river on climate change. The climate is changing, but it's nothing to do with us.
Does it worry you the frequency of the earthquakes that we're experiencing in Melbourne at the moment, or Victoria over the last 12 months?
No.
Why?
Well, never worry about things you don't have any control over, Don. That's another Jill Lindsay thing that you cited.
She didn't tell me that.
That's another quote, another saying.
Oh, is it?
We no good worrying about earthquakes because you can't control them. So just grin and bear it if
so
they happen.
So we could finish up in a big hole one day or a crack in the earth.
We could, Don. We could finish up in a big hole or a big crack.
And is that climate change?
That's not climate change. Climate change is about the atmosphere.
Okay,
but we're being sold. It's the nonsense they carry. An electric vehicle, all the stuff made, it is absolute nonsense. And it's just a push for money for all the people who stay in government jobs.
You're spraying saliva everywhere. You're spraying saliva everywhere.
That's why your electricity bill is going up. Renewable energy is absolutely so far off being able to power all the needs in industry that we need, and why...
Now, listen, talking about weather, do you think weather has an effect on our mental state?
Let's hope it has an effect on your mental state.
Because I reckon suicides go up in wintertime. Now, today is a beautiful winter's day. The sun's shining through the glass. Yesterday afternoon was fantastic.
You just reckon this, do you? Have you got any
back that up? It certainly affects me. I feel alive today because the sun's coming through. It has been shit weather. And they don't publicise suicides because they think it may, well, it could too. I'm not saying it's not a good thing. But I wonder how fragile people mentally get on through winter, and especially in Europe where they go to work in the dark and they come home at night. It's dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon in England.
I'm not trivialising this, Don, but can I ask you this? Have you sat down at home, have you ever thought of... there's a helpline, Don, if you are thinking of snatching
you,
it.
Like the last couple... I work outside. Now, the last couple of days, the weather's been shit. And it's been windy, it's cold, unpleasant.
That's affected
but
you, has it?
It has. And
have you thought of ending
fantastic
it?
Because the sun's out. I just wonder how many people are affected by
the weather. I'm asking you a genuine
weather.
Question. Yes. Have you actually thought that you're... futile, your future is futile, and you might go down the bay and pull a wave over your body.
No,
you haven't.
No.
Well, you seem to suggesting that you get down.
I'm just saying how you feel down with, well, I certainly do.
You can ring the helpline.
I go to Queensland this time of year because the sun is out.
Well, you haven't been to Queensland?
Because of the fucking truck. Don't get me going on the fucking truck.
Well, that was your fault. You didn't register it.
Oh, shit, I've been going since February.
You didn't re-register
it. Fucking thing registered.
You need someone to give you a hand.
Like who? You.
No, you need to someone. You need someone to run.
You've hit my Achilles heel.
Well, you need someone to...
What?
Well, why didn't you register the thing?
You know what happens in Victoria now. You don't get a bloody sticker on your car. And
true.
I lost the letter, if you really want to know.
So
you get a letter in the mail. I misplaced the letter. You haven't got a sticker on your bloody car, so you can't watch your registration. And it ran out. So there's the bottom line.
I went to the arts centre. I went to a birthday party for my young granddaughter, who's four.
At the...
Yes, I took her there.
Isn't that an overkill?
Well, she went to a birthday party celebration, and while it was going, after a while, they said, we're going to now sing some tribal indigenous songs, and they all had to join in, and then a man called Baker Man came and sang some tribal songs, and they started to brainwash the kids at the birthday party. Well, about...
I've been to kindergarten, my granddaughter goes, and she's three, or was three. Yep. And they get up and welcome to bloody country at three.
That's right. So it's tell you what, the brainwashing continues and starts.
And you know what the problem is? I think
our Baker teachers, Man.
No. I think our teachers, they're too political.
Really?
I think they should be.
And why do you think they'd be political, Don?
I don't know.
Because they sponsor the government. They provide money for. They donate money to the political parties because the political parties sweet deal them by giving them pork barrelling them by
the
giving
them
great conditions and benefits.
The other thing that's giving me the shits is watching ABC too, because I think that's very prejudiced. There should be a balance. It's the people's channel, and I don't think they give a balance for you.
Rove McManus's wife, Jasma, she says she's an Aboriginal, and I'm not sure why she's saying that, but maybe is the reparations coming? Is that what part of the... I think part of the voice is that people get reparations for being...
What a reparation? What do you... What?
Getting paid for... Getting paid compensation for being of a certain race.
Why?
Well, because we... people came here and made this country what it is, and they say they took the land off them, they should be paid for it. I'm not saying Jasma says this, but just I noticed that she is didn't look like an Aboriginal to me, but you don't have to look like an Aboriginal. You're going to have just have part, be part, have blood.
Yeah, well, what, pay how much?
That's another very good question, Don. I don't know how much.
How do you test?
Yeah, there is a test. That's like that woman Elizabeth Warren said she was a Sioux Indian. Everyone in America's part of a Sioux Indian. She had 1/4,000th part in her blood, and she claimed she was a Sioux Indian. So it just goes on. Someone's asked. So I was listening to a bloke sitting next to me at a function, and he said to his mate, he said, "What's the quickest way to get to the lake?" It was just he was asking because we happened to be down. He said, "What's the quickest way to get to the lake?" And the bloke said, "Are you driving or walking?" He said, "I'm driving." He said, "Well, that's the quickest way." Did you find that humorous? That was an absolute legitimate conversation. He
did
said,
"Did
you what's,
fall off the chair?"
"What's the quickest way to get to the lake?" He said, "Are you driving or walking?" He said, "I'm driving." He said, "Well, that's the quickest way." Yeah, did you find that obscure, that answer to that?
Well, I would have thought a direction to see where our minds think.
Right, now we've got our guest.
Now, 12th of July. Hang on, before
we're not going, but we've got our very special guest in, Don, and I hope you've prepared for it because...
Are you nervous about tomorrow night? Tomorrow night, you're performing?
I'm not performing, I'm going down.
I can bring a crowd for you.
No charge. I think they're pretty right, Don.
No charge.
Well, don't bring it if it's no charge, because I think the people put it on to make a small shekel.
Yeah, but you've got to pay two fees. I've got to get them there, and then they pay admittance.
Well, creating the interest in it. It's if you want to come, if you don't.
Is this
don't.
A Ricky Nixon function?
I don't, it might be. I'm not sure if he put me onto it, but I'm going down there. I was asked to
now
come.
Now, where are we going to again? Rosebud
going
Hotel?
Yes, we are. We're going down there, Don. If
Rex going?
Rex is not going. No, Rex is.
I thought you and Rex were taking a show around the world.
No.
Well, Rex rang you and said, what about you and I going around the world with this act?
Don, I say things to you sometimes in confidence.
Oh, jeez. You're just getting your just desserts now.
I say things to you
in confidence.
Oh,
as well.
Like what have I let go?
What do you let go? I don't even bother talking to you now because you twist everything.
You went
I
out
say.
With a woman for 1 year. What? 1 year you went out with a woman, and I said, "Are you still going out with so-and-so?" And you said, "Oh, don't mention that." I said, "You've been going out with her for a fucking year." And you said, "Oh, well, you're a bastard. You told me off." He said, "You're a bastard. You mentioned us." I said, how many people have seen you out in a year? Why can't I ask you? She said, oh, we, and then you said, oh, we don't go out. We're trying to keep it secret. I said, for a year? I said, Christ. No wonder you're not going out with her anymore. She, you just kept her in the closet. You kept her locked up in your house.
That is one of many.
One of many. One of many. God, her ears will be burning if she's listening to this. Anyhow, also, there's a person that listens to this, a person called Catherine, who comes from Rochester. They listen. She
got bad floods up around there. You don't like Epilogue. Like it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, shit. You're a shocker.
Epilogue's about the flood. It's about the flood.
I tell you what, we haven't heard from. this is true. Kate Save, a BeFit food. Where is she? We want to promote Kate Save.
Hey, they put a bigger fridge into Chemist Warehouse. I was down there the other day.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
No, they have the bloody stuff selling.
From Jaws. Well, so we were going to try.
They've got a bigger fridge in the Mornington Tyre Road store, Chemist Warehouse. They've had to take it up. I went to the head office to get some food.
Kate doesn't mind me saying this, but I heard that they were going to ask for crowd.
Yeah, she's doing crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding.
Is that another new way of investing?
Yes, you actually invest. You don't just give money, you become part of the company. And we put our money where our mouth is, Don. We would like to be part of the company and donate money to...
It's not a bad company.
No. And
the girls are very
friendly.
But
we can't promote anything that BeFit food if Kate doesn't tell us what we're promoting.
Hey, how well do you know our next guest?
I don't know him at all.
Well, he's sussing out your memorabilia
over there.
Well, he might knock it off. So these paintings are very expensive.
Don,
you've got the clay pan here.
Don.
Linus Onus or whatever it's
named. You don't realise what...
The painting over there, the lady with the mint.
Listen to me. You don't realise...
You've got that screen up there. That's got to be worth a fortune.
You don't realise what you say, Don. A fancy in front of our guest... saying that he might knock it off.
Well, suspicious.
He looks suspicious. He's looking round, bemused at your fucking stupidity.
Your saliva's coming out of your mouth.
And I'll tell you, when I introduce who our guest is, I would be very careful the next thing you say to him when he's actually...
Well, who is it?
Well, we're not. I'm going to tell you when we finish this segment. But he could... He could tie you, me, and anyone else in the building up at, like Indian rubber men.
He's only 5'10".
It's not the size of the dog in the fight.
It's not the size of the fight, it's a fight
No,
the
it's
dog.
Not the size of the dog in the fight. Oh,
it's the size of the fight in the dog.
Yeah, well, you had that around the wrong way then. You are dyslexic.
Well, that's another Jill Lindsay.
Nothing to do with Jill Lindsay. You're... All right, now, you said you had a lot of humorous... So, you had said a lot of humorous things to speak about. Quickly get them out before our guest actually does get impatient and comes over and takes over the whole thing here. Quickly. Come on. Every time we finish, you say, oh, I had this to say, and you ran out of time. Go on. What do you got besides Fiona Byrne and you talking about horse shit? Go on, horse manure. What are you doing? Quickly. No, I'm not. Is that it? You got nothing.
That was attempted comedy, you fucking idiot. You could have done a lot with that. That's called a pregnant pause.
I tell you, talking about a pregnant pause, I tell you who has given us the arse. Yeah. I was waiting for the doc to ring in.
Oh, you're not.
Doc, I'm putting out now an all... points bulletin. Doc, we need
Don't
you to...
Don't be a suck.
I'm sucking.
You are a suckhole.
I am I'm sucking. I need the doc. Dr. Ben Fordham, MD. I need you to... We need you on the pod, Doc. Phoebe went faint when she came in here and heard you weren't on. She's gone into a crumbling mess like a...
Come on.
Okay, shout-outs, that's it. We've done the thing, whole thing. See, this is what's happening.
I'm looking forward to our guest. Come
when
on.
When I leave the thing to you, when I leave the podcast to you, you said after we finished off section one, we came back to part two, you said, I've got some very humorous things to say. You've given us a diatribe about horse stuff with Fiona, and that's it. You've given me nothing else. So, climate change, don't fall for that. Don't fall for the COVID crap, all the vaccines. Don't So that's it. I think I can't, don't think we can say anything else. And I'm going to Warwick Capper's 60th on Saturday, and we're going to compare notes whether his was bigger than...
In your shorts?
When who had the biggest dick? Was it Warwick or was it Ricky? So here we are. That's it. Thank you very much.
Night. I'm worried because you ain't